Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shabbos. The malacha of mechabe, extinguishing, not only includes actually putting out a fire, but it also involves removing fuel from a candle, a lamp, so that it goes out sooner. So therefore, Mishneh Daled tells us, lo yikav adam shvofer shel beitza, you cannot make a pinhole in an eggshell, v'imalena shemen, and then fill the eggshell with oil, v'itinena al pianer, and place it above a lamp, b'shvil tishei minatefes, so that the eggshell will then drip oil into the lamp. What the purpose of this is to basically set up an auxiliary tank for the main bowl of the lamp, because your lamp may contain, I don't know, 2 hours of oil, but if you set up an auxiliary tank, that's this eggshell that's going to drip into it over time, then you basically can add a third hour to the lamp. So why can't you do that? You can't do that because once you have set this auxiliary tank in place, the oil is hukta, it's set aside for this lamp. And so it is considered part of the fuel of the lamp, notwithstanding that it is not physically connected to the lamp. And our concern is that because it is not part of the actual structure of the lamp, that you might be, I don't know, cooking or eating and realize, hey, wait a minute, I need a little bit more olive oil. And notice that the auxiliary tank, right, this egg of olive oil is just sitting there, not part of the lamp, even though it halakhically is part of the lamp, and you might take some for your food. If you take oil from that lamp, then you are violating mechabe because you are shortening the life of the fire that's burning in the lamp. Even, says the Mishnah, v'afilu hi shacheres, even if it is ceramic, why would that make a difference? Because cheres was usually not glazed in the way that we have our ceramic things. If you have oil in a ceramic earthenware vessel, it makes the oil kind of yucky. So there is a reasonable probability that you would not want to use that for your food. Nevertheless, it is still included in the gzeira because the gzeira is to prevent you from potentially putting out the fire, doing mechabe, by taking oil that was set aside for the Shabbos lamp. Rabbi Yehuda Matir. Rabbi Yehuda is not worried that you're going to take the oil. He says, look, you'll take a look at it, and you'll say, oh, there's oil. Oh, no, wait, that's in the egg that's dripping into the lamp. And you'll realize, oh, that's lamp oil. And you won't violate the Isur D'oraisa of Mechabe. Aval, says the Mishnah, however, im chibra hayotzer mitchila, if, and only if, it is manufactured as one piece, right, with the auxiliary tank, then, right, so the artisan created a lamp that has a bowl, like typically, and an arm reaching up and above from the bowl, and that has an auxiliary tank attached to that arm above, hanging above the main tank. So it's all part of the original construction. So then, mutar, then it's permitted. Right? It's one vessel, so you will immediately realize, and even Rabbi Meir, even the Tanakama, really, who's usually Rabbi Meir, especially if he's disagreeing with Rabbi Yehuda, even the Tanakama would say, yeah, there we're not worried that you're gonna forget and take some oil out. And now, a similar case, the Mishnah brings pretty much a different example of more or less the same halachic principle. Lo yimali adam esaki ara shemen, one may not take an additional bowl, a second bowl, fill it with oil, put it next to the main lamp bowl, and extend the wick, pull the wick through the first bowl into the second bowl. Because why would you do that? Because then the wick will draw oil from the second bowl, and as the oil in the first bowl runs low, it will pull oil from the second bowl. And so again, it's an example of a secondary, an auxiliary tank, and the auxiliary tank is hukta to the flame in the main lamp, and therefore you can't take oil out of it. And our gezeira is that you can't even set up such a situation because you might take out the oil. For Rabbi Yehuda, Mati, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's fine. Rabbi Yehuda is not concerned because you will see that the lamp is connected, that the bowl is connected to the lamp, and you won't take oil out of it.